Nolte, After It Matters, Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper Admit Biden Was Lousy Family Man. By John Nolte on June 24, 2025. Like the former president's glaringly obvious mental infirmity, only after it matters are Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper admitting that maybe Joe Biden was not the dedicated family man the corporate media relentlessly told us he was. Were we sold a 40-year bill of goods? Todd asked the self-created mythology about how Joe Biden was this guy who cared about his family so much he commuted home every night from Washington. On his podcast, Todd told Original Sin author and basement-rated CNN anchor Jake Tapper that for me, the original sin was Biden running in the first place. Todd's not talking about Biden's decision to run for re-election in 2024. He's talking about his decision to challenge President Trump in 2020. Look, I mean, you and I covered, for most of our professional lives, the story of Joe Biden was this guy cared about his family so much he commuted home every night from Washington, Todd said. Why, you know what else you could say is this man was so ambitious that after his family went through that tragedy, he commuted every day to work. It's the same story, Todd added. It's all about the narrative. I sit here, I look at this, and I think, were we sold a 40-year bill of goods? Tapper then said he discovered that the whole shtick about Joe Biden being a dedicated family man was a lie known within the Biden family. One Biden family saying, Tapper revealed, is don't call a fat person fat. This has nothing to do with being polite, per Tapper, but about hiding truths. And there were lots of truths the family did not want to face up to. The first was Bo was dying, meaning Joe Biden's son Bo Biden, who died of brain cancer. The second truth no Biden family member would acknowledge is that Hunter is addicted to drugs. The third is, Joe Biden cares about his family more than he cares about anything else. This especially included his political ambitions. Tapper goes on to say that in 2020, Biden was obviously putting his ambition, and if you want to be charitable, his hopes to save the country from Trumpism or whatever. Obviously he was putting that above whatever was going on with his family, his two children and their struggles with drug addiction. Chuck Todd has identified as a political reporter going back to 1992. Jake Tapper has identified as a political reporter since 1998. During those decades, Joe Biden was a major political figure as a U.S. senator who led powerful committees, a presidential candidate, a vice president for 8 years, and finally a president. But only now, like with Biden's mental frailty, are these guys claiming to have discovered the obvious about Biden's selfish disregard for the well-being of his family? The fact that Biden's grown children were a mess was no secret in 2020, and it was even less of a secret in 2024. Nevertheless, these guys said nothing about this. They stayed mum. Until reporting what was glaringly obvious could no longer hurt a retired Joe Biden or, now that the election is over, the Democrat Party. When it comes to reporting the ugly truth about Democrats, the regime media always wait until after it matters, after the election, after the retirement. Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper might have deluded themselves into thinking they are reporting, but they are only telling on themselves. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.